true stories from the files of the TV show Unsolved Mysteries. What you're about to hear is not a news broadcast, nor is it affiliated or officially associated with the TV show Unsolved Mysteries. Join me. Perhaps you can help solve a mystery. At 10:40 a.m. on April 29, 1986, a farmer in rural Oklahoma noticed smoke coming from a nearby road. He called police, and 20 minutes later, Oklahoma State Highway Patrol arrived at the scene.
When the Highway Patrol arrived, a body was inside the car at the time, but it was a futile exercise whatsoever to try to get to the occupants in the car due to the car had already burned so bad.
They found a burning car that appeared to have crashed into the bridge. The heat was so intense the car had melted into the bridge's metal guardrail. A body was found inside. By the time the fire was extinguished, the body had burned beyond recognition. Skid marks at the scene indicated the car's speed at impact was 50 to 60 miles per hour. The car was registered to Pat Conway, and the body was soon identified as Aileen, his wife of 33 years. They lived in Lawton, Oklahoma, which was 15 miles from the crash site. Authorities originally believed she tragically died in the car accident, but her husband Pat found convincing evidence she was possibly murdered.
There's no doubt in my mind it was murder. And if I live to be 100 years old, I'll still be pushing to try to find the individual or possibly two individuals, whoever was involved.
On the day of Aileen's death, Pat returned home and found several things out of place. The screen door in the back was left open. Aileen's purse was left behind with her driver's license and glasses inside. An iron was left on an ironing board. The garden hose was filling up the pool had been left on. And in the bathroom, the tub was full of water, and the phone was left off the hook. Pat believed she had been trying to call for help.
Tragedy that happened, and looking for an excuse or looking for some reason why this happened other than just being an accident. However, when you start looking at the extenuating and surrounding circumstances, the way that she left her house, then it leads you to believe that there is a possibility that there could be foul play.
Also, Pat found that the road in which Aileen died on was unfamiliar. Neither of them had ever been on this road before. Investigators found a church bulletin laying on the ground 200 feet from the bridge. Pat claimed it was from their church, and it was last seen on the car's dashboard. He did not believe it had blown out the window because Aileen had always drove with the windows up and the air conditioner on. Investigators believe that someone was in the car with Aileen, and that the person opened the door, set the accelerator, slammed it into drive, hoping to send the car into the creek, making it look like an accident. As a result of the investigation, the district attorney had the cause of death changed from accident to unexplained. The DA asked the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation and the state fire marshal to investigate as a possible arson. The fire marshals believed that it was similar to what would occur if gasoline was used to set a fire. They also mentioned that the gas cap was missing, and in most arson cases, it is removed to help increase the spread of the fire.
This thing was completely burnt, destroyed. The burn was similar to that where gasoline or something that like that was used in it. And another thing that brought my curiosity up was the fact that the gas cap was missing. And most arson cases, and this is documented, of a vehicle, the gas cap is removed. And that was the case here.
Informal burn tests on the dashboard and upholstery samples from the car, similar to Aileen, suggest that the inside of hers may have been doused with gasoline. The type of damage to it could not have been found if it were just an accident.
We took the material and we applied a blowtorch to it, set the material on fire, then removed the blowtorch, and the fire went out, which is consistent with a flame retardant type material. And then we took some gasoline and soaked the material. And then, of course, the thing was completely destroyed. And the point being, without some type of an accelerant like gasoline, the fire would not burn that bad.
To this day, nobody knows why Aileen died. It remains unsolved, and sadly, Pat died on August 20th, 2013, without ever learning the true circumstances behind Eileen's death.
You don't really have an answer for what put her out there. A lot of theories floating around. Perhaps she interrupted a burglary. We backtracked a little bit into the neighborhood, and apparently there had been reports of burglaries in the weeks and months preceding this situation. So the possibility of an interrupted burglary is there.
A reward has been offered for information leading to the conviction of this case. Eileen does not appear to be the type to drive like the Fast and Furious into the side of a bridge just for the hell of it. There are many theories out there. Speculation that Eileen may have suffered from a serious medical condition or brain ailment that caused her to leave her home and crash her car. Another theory is that she faked her death. However, there's been no reason for that. And if the body was positively identified as Eileen originally, that shoots that one out of the water. The most likely theory is some dumbasses broke into her house while she was there, was caught in the act by Eileen. They then panicked, kidnapped her, murdered her, and then burnt the car with her inside to destroy the evidence. There were confirmed burglaries in the area where Eileen resided during this time. It's also possible that the culprits she caught could have chased her, causing the crash itself. Some of these stories remain unsolved. Perhaps someone out there listening holds the vital answer to solving the mystery. Perhaps it's you.